Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, on this no news day, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 20 seconds to go right along with a Wednesday evening on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo, they on the other side, 1-877-337-6666. So it'll be a marathon 45-minute schmooze right up until the pregame. Nets coming your way at 7:15 here on your fan, New York City.
I think he made tremendous progress.
Jones back to throw. Under pressure, gets sacked. Jones back, going to get sacked. Back to throw, he's under pressure. He's going to get sacked again. Jones gets sacked. Back to throw, he gets sacked. Fumble. Back, sacked an eighth time. Eighth time. Eighth time. Eighth time.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Daniel hasn't been able to practice today. If we had to play tomorrow, he couldn't play. So as the week goes on, it'll be more and more evident that he's not going to be ready to go.
Listen, don't get excited, will you? Doctors can be wrong, too, you know. How about a friend of mine? A doctor examined him, gave him only 6 months to live, too. Boy, you made a monkey out of that doctor.
What happened?
He lived for almost 8 months.
We take everything week to week.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a doctor.
Business as usual, in the sense of get the game plan, start prepping from Philly.
Manning back. He looks back left, throws left to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Giants!
You know, Eli's been ready to go in case he had to play the last 10 weeks. And, you know, now he'll get himself more ready to go.
Eye set. Manning is going to keep it. Charges in for the touchdown.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Eli looks good. You know, he's been ready to play all year. If, in fact, he does play this week, he'll be ready to go.
Eli takes the snap back to throw. He's going to lob a deep ball down the left sideline, and it's caught!
Just being part of the action and practicing and all that. So, but, you know, felt good to get out there today and throw it around and compete a little bit.
Manning calls out the signals. He's back to throw. He pumps. Now throws it underneath. He's got Barkley on the run. First down, Giants.
People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
He was eager. Let's go. That's it. Very eager.
Who are you expecting? Joe Namath?
And so it has come to pass and run the offense for Eli Manning. When you're 2-10, you always want to see the backup quarterback. And unlike Daniel Jones, Eli has two healthy ankles. Nobody is certain just when this high ankle sprain took place. Whether taking a sack, throwing a pick, or leaving the ball on the ground. Translation, were Daniel Jones not a developing rookie who's not developing so fast already, he might be benched, free to open a bakery with some of the best turnovers in the city of New York. This walking boot was made for, just guessing, 4 weeks of rehab, wearing headsets and a clipboard. No doubt, Eli Manning will probably be very excited to close his Giants career wearing a New York Football Giants helmet that not even Myles Garrett could rip off. With Eli at quarterback, this will ensure Miami fans and Philadelphia fans, no room at the inn for you and yours. Stay home and away. Since Giants fans, you gotta believe, will show to see Eli taking his final snaps in his Hall of Fame career, his season ending like the movie ending, riding off into the sunset with Giants fans thanking him for the memories. Now, will this affect just where the Giants draft? Well, it could. Will this save jobs if Eli wins a few games? Let me put it this way. If Eli were to run the table, say, even win two or three games, there's a better chance he would return in 2020 than Pat Shurmur and possibly Dave Gettleman. Think for a moment, Rivera, GM and coach, and think of that in a blue box under your Christmas tree, or at least Gettleman and Rivera together as one all over again. Top story number two, the Wilpons, the Fred and the Jeff and Saul Katz, we'll get to him in a second. The Wilpons are getting ready to sell, or so it appears. As you have heard, Steve Cohen, who lives on Wall Street, has become a partner with Fred and Jeff Wilpon. Reports have it that the Wilpons will sell as much as 80% of the Metropolitans to Steve Cohen, a hedge fund billionaire, with both Fred and Jeff remaining in their roles they have right now, with Fred remaining as CEO for 5 years and Jeff as COO for the same 5 years. After 5 years, Steve Cohen would have control of the franchise We Should Live So Long. Right now, the New York Metropolitans are valued, according to some reports, at $2.6 billion. Cohen is supposed to be worth $9.2 billion. In other words, Cohen might be able to eat the contracts of both Diaz and Familia. What happens over the next 5 years remains to be seen. Three guesses. A, it could mean players, so start praying right now if you're a Metropolitan fan. B, it could mean more into the pockets for Fred and Jeff. Or it could mean C, more for Fred and Jeff to finance the mall they dream of surrounding Citi Field. Here's a hint. Think hotel, casino, and apartment buildings in and around Citi Field. Joel Sherman of the New York Post reported earlier today that Fred's brother-in-law, Saul Katz, wanted out of the Mets business, and his kids didn't want to partner with Jeff Wilpon. What a shock and a surprise. Wait a minute. And nobody, really, seriously, nobody is surprised to hear that. But with Katz wanting out, and the Wilpons looking down the road for you to sign your next lease on that dream apartment you're dreaming about, this move with Steve Cohen allows the Wilpons and Saul Katz to sell, get some money, and stay in charge a little while longer. So if you're a Metropolitan fan, make sure you live for at least another 5 years to see the day. And of course, top story number three, you heard about Zach Wheeler. Now, of course, he is now in the same division, not with the Mets. He's a Philly with Joe Girardi. And for 5 years and $118 million. So of course, he is going to, what do you think, beat the Metropolitans a few times? By the way, his 5 years is $20 million less than the five-year contract signed by Jacob DeGrom. Translation, DeGrom is underpaid, and Wheeler, how you say, a little bit overpaid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.